Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 34th Lord's Day, and there's a bunch of questions today. Very important. This really gets into the heart of what it means to turn to Christ in faith, to find new life in Christ. So without further ado, I will pray, and we'll get right into the questions for the Lord's Day number 34. Father, we bless your name this morning. I pray that you'll bless us in our study and our prayer now. It's in Christ we ask. Amen. Question 94, what is involved in genuine repentance or conversion? Now, the word repentance literally would mean a change of mind. It's just a word, but what does that mean in the context of the Bible? It means a turning from sin to live for God. It means a turning to Christ, a turning away from a life from self to a life for God. And it begins in the heart. Repentance or conversion, being converted, being born again to live for Christ instead of myself. A very simple concept here. Just think of the idea of change. A change from this life to that life. A life for me to a life for God. What is involved in genuine repentance or conversion? Two things. The dying away of the old self and the coming to life of the new. I love how this is so short and so simple and so vivid. It's a death and a birth. A dying away of the old self. The me that didn't care about my sin, the me that didn't care about God, the me that didn't think I needed forgiveness, the me that was self-righteous, the me that was a slave to sin. You can go on and on and on and on about the old me. It's the dying away of the old self and the coming to life of the new. The coming to life to the new self. Coming to life of the me who believes in Jesus Christ. Coming to life of the me who believes in God, who loves God, who knows that I am a sinner, who knows that I do need forgiveness, who wants to live for God, who wants to please God, and on and on and on and on and on. It's the dying away of the old self and the coming to life of the new self. That's repentance or conversion. 95. What is the dying away of the old self? It is to be genuinely sorry for sin. I told you this is repentance begins in the heart. It's being genuinely sorry for sin, to hate it more and more, and to run away from it. Again, I love how short this is and how vivid it is. The old me didn't notice my sin or didn't care about my sin or didn't want to admit it was sin, wanted to justify it, rationalize it, excuse it, live in it, revel in it. But the dying away of the old self means I come to see sin for what it really is, and it grieves me. And I hate it more and more, and I run away from it. So vivid, so powerful. And to be sorry for sin for the right reason is important. A lot of us can be sorry for sin just because of the consequences it has in our lives. Maybe it costs me a job. Maybe it damages family. Maybe it damages some friendships. There are many different ways it can impact us. Just feeling bad for sin is not uncommon, but to feel bad for sin, to even, what it says here, hate sin more and more because we see its true nature as offensive to God. And we're grieved that we've offended God. We're grieved, rather, that we have offended God. And so we're genuinely sorry for that. We hate it, and we run away from it. The dying of the old self. Question 96. What is the coming to life of the new self? Wholehearted joy in God through Christ. And a delight to do every kind of good as God wills and wants us to do. Again, the idea of the heart is front and center here. This is a spiritual matter. This is a matter of the heart. And yes, once our hearts are changed, it will impact the way we live, the way we speak, and the things we watch, and where we go, and what we do with our hands and our feet. Of course. But it begins in the heart. Outward religion will never make its way into the heart. But a change in heart will always make its way to the outside and impact how we live. It is wholehearted joy in God through Christ. See this idea of joy and being happy in Christ. A true spiritual happiness deep in the heart. And a delight. A delight. So it's a joy, it's a delight to do every kind of good as God wills and wants us to do. A couple things here. You see the emphasis, number one, on obedience. A delight to do what God wills, right? That's obedience. It's wanting, desiring to obey God. Christianity is not where we force ourselves to do these things that we do not want to do. No, it's doing our best to do things we want to do because we love God. And yes, it's going to be difficult. Like every relationship is difficult, and this relationship is no different. It can be difficult, but we want to do it. We want to work at it. We want to obey God. And it's a delight. It's a desire to obey God. It's not something we do begrudgingly. But then the other aspect, in addition to obedience here, is a delight to do every kind of good as God wills and wants. So I just want to highlight this phrase, every kind of good. The death, or the dying away of the old self, is coming to hate that which is evil. It's coming to hate that what should be hated. That's the dying away of the old. The coming to life of the new self is coming to love that which is good. It's coming to love that which should be loved, that which reflects God and honors God. Last question here, question 97. What do we do that is good? Only that which arises out of true faith. Only that which arises out of true faith. Again, can I say this enough? It begins in the heart. It begins in the heart. So faith in the heart. And I love this picture here of that, speaking of that which arises. It's, think of heart, the heart of faith like a seedbed, and out of it grows up obedience. Only that which arises out of true faith conforms to God's law. That means it's true obedience and true holiness. It's done for His glory, right? So it's done for the right motive. It's done for His glory. Not so I look good. Not so I can feel good about myself. Not so I can get attention. It's done for His glory. That which arises out of true faith conforms to God's law. It's done for His glory. And not that which is based on what we think is right or on established human tradition. It's not based on our opinion, not based on our preference, and not based on established human tradition. And that could be tradition in the culture, tradition within the church, tradition within your home, tradition just on a personal level. This is the way I've always thought. This is what I've always believed. This is who I am. And so this is how I'm going to live, and it must be right. Absolutely not. That's insane. Only that which arises out of true faith, so heart of faith, conforms to the law of God. So it's true holiness. It's done for His glory. So it's a true motive, and not that which is based on what we think is right or on established human tradition. So a true standard or a true basis, which would be God's word. And the memory verse for this week is John 15:5. Jesus speaking, and He says to His disciples, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And that harkens back to the first clause of question 96. Coming to life, the new self. It is a wholehearted joy in God through Christ. All of this is in the context of a relationship with Jesus. It's seeing Him, loving Him, serving Him, growing in our relationship with Him, walking with Him daily in prayer and through His Word and serving Him in the fellowship of His church. It's in connection with Him, like branches to a vine, that we live and serve and bear fruit. And remember, the whole context of this Lord's Day is repentance and conversion, turning to God, and as an extension from that, living for God. Right? We repent and we continue to repent. We are children of God through Christ and through faith in Him. Father, we thank You for Jesus and the new life that is found in Him. Help us to walk by faith with love for You and trusting in Your word alone as our standards. In Christ we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining me. And Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow on this for Confession Week 34. And I'll see you next week for the 35th Lord's Day. God bless you. See you soon.